Hello, people.
Hello, it's Nadine and...
I started laughing. Melissa. Welcome to our podcast, The Tapestry of Your Life. We are talking today about strengthening your connection with God, and the focus is going to be on strengthening the love.
Yes, the love connection.
Or really, it's focusing on our ability to receive God's love.
Right.
Is how I think of it more.
As we receive God's love more and more, our connection with God is stronger and stronger.
Yes.
Yes.
And the very first thing I have about receiving is that it's receiving like you do a letter.
Yes.
I was like, oh, that's so simple. Like, I don't think about like, oh, what letter am I going to get today or anything. I just, you know, when I go get the mail and I get a letter, then I open it. It's very simple, you know, like you just receive the mail.
Right. And Pastor Doug, you know, went into the details of if I was sending a letter, I would take the time to write something, put it in an envelope, address it to the person I had the contents for. Then I would take it to the mailbox or the post office, and I would expect the letter to arrive at the addressed location, and that the person I addressed it to would receive it, like you're saying.
Right.
You go wherever you get your mail, that you would pick it up, and then, now we know not everybody opens their mail.
Yeah.
But in this case, this example, the person would be excited to see they received a letter from the person. They would open it up with anticipation. What is the goodness? Because remember, we said about God's connection is good.
Right.
Source of life and good things, right?
Right.
So they would expect goodness, and that communication, that sending of, you know, I'm thinking of you, I want to share this with you. That's how we receive God's love.
Yeah.
And we can see the Bible, especially the New Testament, a lot of them were actual letters sent to churches or to the pastors of the church.
Oh, yeah.
They really were letters.
Yeah, we just broke them up into like chapters and verses so that way it's easy for us to find things. And
right, for reference.
Kind of section things and for reference, yeah.
Yes, and it's inspired by Holy Spirit. It's God's love letter to us.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
It is. That's a long letter.
Yes,
if you think about it like that way, like, that's a lot of time and a lot of love. Like, I would, when I think about it that way, it makes it that much more, like, special and impactful and, like, important to read it and remember what it says. Because, like, it took a long time. All of the went into write this, you know?
Right. It came from the heart of love.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yes. Pastor Doug often says, you know, like, how God plans. And so, like, when we get to heaven, it's going to be, like, the best party ever. The marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what it's called.
Yes.
That's going to be, like, the best party because God's been planning it for thousands and thousands of years. And, like, God has thought of everything.
Yes.
And that's so exciting.
That is exciting.
So, the scripture I have in this section, it starts with Romans 5. And says 5-8. So I'm going to read that. It says, and this hope is not a disappointing fantasy because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. That's exciting. That's only verse 5. But I'm glad, like, it's not something that's out of reach. Like, it's not a disappointing fantasy. This is reality.
Yes.
Like, God's love is real, and it's real to us, and real to me, real to you.
Yes.
And it can be real to you as you're listening.
Yes.
All right, verse 6. For when the time was right, the Anointed One came and died to demonstrate his love for sinners who were entirely helpless, weak, and powerless to save themselves. Now, who of us would dare to die for the sake of a wicked person? We can all understand if somebody was willing to die for a truly noble person. But Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. So I just have a note also like referencing this passage about how Holy Spirit is the warmth expression of God's love as well. Like he played a part in all of this too.
Yes. And this is where Pastor Doug, remember, he like, I'm going to spray love on you. I'm going to paint love on you. It's like fireworks.
Yes.
He got very animated.
I love the elephant spray one. I think that was my favorite. He's just like, woo! And just spraying it all over you. Like, and up in the air, too. Like, it's just like a whole umbrella. It reminds me of, like, when they talk about hitting, like, gushers for oil, when they drill for oil. How it's just so much pressure, and it just, like, is released, and it just goes up, and, like, you cannot escape it. Like, everybody goes home covered in oil.
That is perfect.
Every single person.
Yes, perfect example.
So, yeah. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, to all the rich of this world, I command you not to be wrapped in thoughts of pride over your prosperity or rely on your wealth, for your riches are unreliable and nothing compared to the living God. Trust instead in the one who lavishes upon us all good things, fulfilling our every need. So yes. I like that because Pastor Doug was explaining that there doesn't have to be any other reason than enjoyment. Like, you can just simply enjoy God's love. Like, there's no pressure for anything.
Right. It's genuine and it's real. Do you have those words written down? Because I wrote them real big.
I have written down unstoppable.
All right.
And other things. Genuine and real.
Yeah. And I made it really big on my... I just like the way the two words went together. God's love is genuine, real.
What's the difference? I'm thinking as they go together, like the difference between like genuine and being real.
Well, genuine, you often, I don't know what the dictionary would say, but I understand genuine to mean that it's verified as pure. It's verified as... this is the source that it came from. You know, you say genuine leather. So we didn't put any imitation material in with genuine leather. It's all leather.
Okay.
Okay. So real, you would say if you have genuine leather, use that example, you would say it's real leather.
Yeah.
But something could be real without maybe necessarily we wouldn't use it as genuine. So we're like, we use real in a lot of ways.
We
do. But when we want to say something is real, we mean it's true.
Yeah.
So they probably... That's what I was
thinking, like honest. Like,
yeah, they're probably... When we look up genuine, real will probably be one of the definitions. And when you look up real, genuine will probably be one of the definitions. But that's how I distinguish it. More real's like, this is truth. And genuine, this is the source, and it's 100%.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
That's a cool way of looking at it.
Yeah.
I think I was thinking more like real, like the other way. Like real is pure, and genuine is kind of like, I was thinking of like the heart behind something, you know?
Oh,
like
yeah.
If I'm being genuine, I'm being like honest, but I'm coming from a place of like... I don't know, generosity and like truthfulness and like kindness, like that kind of thing.
Awesome. I love it. So now we're all intrigued to look up the definitions of genuine and real.
Yeah.
Yes. And develop our understanding better because it has to do with God's love and our ability to receive his love.
Right.
And the reason we receive God's love, one is for our benefit. But also we can now release that to other people. And then we are become distributors of God's love and share his love with others.
Yes. So just right with what you were saying in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 16 and 17. It says, now may the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father God, who loved us and in his wonderful grace gave us eternal comfort and a beautiful hope that cannot fail, encourage your hearts and inspire you with strength to always do and speak what is good and beautiful in his eyes. And so I have a note that just talks about, like, be open to being connected. So, yes. Like, you have to be okay with the idea of being connected to God and have, like, an open heart so that way you can receive. And, like, I think of, like, a highway. Like, all the goods coming in, right? And yes. Going out. Like, yeah. I've done a lot of highway traveling and see all of the truckers, like, on the highway. Like, there's lots of goodness and goods coming in.
Right. That's a very good picture. I like it.
Yeah. So all we have to do is, like, choose to receive God's love.
Yes. Then we're open.
Yeah. And we just speak it out. Like, I choose to receive God's love.
Yes.
Done. And now I am open to being connected with God.
Yes.
So I think it's amazing how much we can speak and it overrides our circumstances. A lot of times, you know, as we learn about, like, trauma and the brain and the body and cells, like, people often talk about, like, a healing process and different things. But by speaking the word of God, you can speed all of those things up.
Yes.
Like, there are no hindrances or blockages. Like, the past doesn't stop us from moving forward.
Right.
So, I have written down, like, with that, I am insulated and protected by love because love is undefeated. It cannot fail.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. I never thought of love like insulation.
Yes. That is so nice to think of.
Like, in front of you, behind you, all around you. Like, when it talks about, like, we are in Christ and, like, he's the vine and we're the branches. Like, we're connected. We are in that. Like, we are part of that. Right?
Right.
I didn't think of it like insulation, but we're, like, completely surrounded and protected. And that's the best place to be because love doesn't fail. It never ends.
Right.
Like, you're never going to be uninsulated at any point.
Yeah, that is good.
Yes. Okay. So, where I'm going to go to next is Ephesians.
And while you're looking that up, I was just reminded that Pastor Doug said that a lot of these notes in his message came from a book that he wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Connecting with Your Heavenly Father. So if you're interested in more information, we'll put that in the comments. The description. Connecting with Your Heavenly Father by Douglas Pishka. And it's available on Amazon or at our Shopify store at vcfpa.org. And you'll get a lot more information about God's love for us and making that connection.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to find, like, the right translation.
For the Ephesians?
Yeah.
And is Ephesians 3:16?
Yeah. Because the Passion is good, but it doesn't say what I'm thinking of.
Okay. Well, I have Ephesians 3:16 in the English Standard Version.
Okay, you read what you have.
See how that comes across. All right. Ephesians 3:16. That according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being.
Okay. So, it was the whole idea that we are strengthened with, like, His glory. Like, it's His supply and His account and His standard. Like, that is how we are strengthened and what we're empowered with and, like, what kind of increases our connection and our ability to receive. Like, everything is coming from God.
Yes.
Is what I remember.
Right. I have written down next to that, that God grants us according to His riches of glory, that we might be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, so that we will be rooted and grounded in love.
Yes.
So that we will know the love of Christ and be filled with all the fullness of God. So I'm sure this goes beyond 16.
Yeah, because I remember the rooted and grounded part because they talked about trees.
Yes.
And what he was saying about with trees was that, like, with trees, the further they go down, like, they're growing in two directions at the same time, basically. Like, they start, you know, right under beneath the surface, but then they're growing up with the trunk and the leaves and what we can see, but at the same time, they're also growing down, too.
Yes.
So it's growing at both ends. And so he was saying the stronger you go down, the further you go up. And we can apply that concept with God. Like, the deeper you go in the Word and the deeper you are with your relationship with the Lord, like, the further you're going up. Like, you can increase in faith and responsibility and truth and supernaturalness. I don't know if that's a word.
But I like it. Supernaturalness.
Yeah, supernaturalness.
Supernaturalness. I want to say another syllable in there.
So that was a cool, like, visual, because I know about trees and kind of how they, like, seem to mirror, like, the top mirrors the bottom, but I didn't think about how it's, like, double growing.
Yes.
Like, up and down.
Right, so the giving and receiving is what I see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay. I have one more thing.
Okay.
So, know the heart through experience. Oh, no. You can know the love through experience and by knowing the person.
Yes.
So, the more you get to know God and, like, have experiences with God, the more you will know and experience the love that he has for you.
Yes.
And I think that's probably still from Ephesians 3:16 to...
Probably, 20-ish. Yeah, to the end of the chapter 21.
Yeah.
Is the last verse.
So, in verse 20, it says, now to him who, in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, that goes with our supernaturalness,
yes,
far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely.
Infinitively.
Yeah. I was trying to add another syllable there, too, because I was saying infinity.
Yes.
Not infinitely. Beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. So, Pastor Doug has to ask a question, like, am I living above?
Yes.
That was a good, like, reflection for me. Like, am I living above? Like, what am I expecting? Am I, like, and what am I asking, too?
Right.
So, yeah. And the ending sentence I have is, if you got Christ, you got it all.
Yes.
I was like, that's right. I got it all.
Yes.
Because I got Jesus.
Yes.
Anything else you would like to share?
That's all. We got it all.
Isn't it Looney Tunes that ends like, that's all, folks?
I think so.
All right. That's all, folks.